We are 1 week out from tax day, and Jill Schlesinger has some advice if you have not filed your taxes yet. Jill is business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So you always say that filing electronically is the safest and fastest option, and it's free. What about those of us who need to file an extension? Is that still an option this late in the game?
Absolutely. You know, if you can't get your act together by the tax filing deadline in April, you're not off the hook. You have to request an extension to file. It's good old Form 4868, and that will give you an extra 6 months to file your return. And you can do this at the IRS.gov website. There's a really important caveat, actually two caveats about an extension. Number one, an extension to file is not an extension to pay. If you underwithheld on your taxes, or for some reason you had some huge, big amount of income or capital gain, you still have to estimate what you think you owe and pay any of that to the IRS by the April 18th deadline, and that will help you avoid potential penalties and interest. The other thing about an extension, which I think a lot of people don't realize, is that even if you've got extra time to file, the deadline to make an IRA or a Roth IRA contribution for last year, that is still the tax filing deadline of April 18th. So get busy.
What do you do if you cannot pay the taxes that you owe?
Don't freak out. You are not the first person who has run up to against this problem. So there are a few options from the IRS. I'm going to start with the easiest, which is you can go and create an online payment agreement for a short-term payment plan. You can just ask the IRS, can I have some extra time to pay? No fees. The IRS is likely to grant you up to 120 days more to pay the bill. That's as long as you owe less than 100 grand in combined tax and penalties and interest. There's also a long-term payment plan. This is an IRS installment agreement. It'll put you on a longer-term payment plan if you owe $50,000 or less in combined tax penalties and interest. There's a small fee, not huge. The third option, the one I don't like, is the credit or debit card option. Usually, it is the most expensive way to pay your tax bill.
Jill, if you're running into trouble with your taxes, a lot of folks want to get somebody on the line. How easy is it to reach an actual IRS agent on the phone these days?
I think it may be easier to hit a lottery than to... No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, it's pretty rough. The IRS in general has seen massive staff reductions. And as a result, they just don't have as many people to answer calls. Last year, the IRS customer service department answered, you ready for this? 11%
wow.
of 282 million
oh, no.
telephone calls. It's rough. The IRS.gov website is incredibly helpful. It really is. And, you know, I don't say that about every government website, but the IRS website is a good one. So check it out. There's a lot of resources there. And, you know, also, I just want to put a plug in that people seem to not use a lot of the tax prep software that is available for free. If you make 73 grand or less, that's IRS Free File. There's also the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program and the Tax Counseling for the Elderly Program. Both of these are really perfect ways to help you accomplish what you need to do in the next week.
7 days and counting. We've got it. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on the Money. Great advice, Jill. Thanks.
Thank you.